Say hello to Samsung's new Note phone, expected to be called the Note 9 when it's unveiled officially on August 9th. And possibly, you know, if you don't buy as many units as Samsung hopes, you might be saying goodbye to the Note line altogether, which Korean media says Samsung may just kill altogether to merge the phone with the premium Galaxy line. Let's take a look at what Samsung has in store on Talking Tech. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. So the new Note phone is expected to be bigger, have more generous storage, and have better camera performance in low light. The specs: a screen that is 6.4 inches, up from the current 6.3-inch OLED screen, and this would make the Note 9 the largest smartphone release to date. The new Note is expected to have expandable storage from a micro SD card of up to 1 terabyte. The current Note maxes out at 256 gigabyte. According to the many enthusiast sites which pick up leaks from all over the world, the new Note is also expected to have a longer-lasting battery. The new Note traditionally is released in summertime to get ahead of that other dominant smartphone release of the fall, the new iPhone. By comparison, the current top-of-the-line iPhone, the 10, has a 5.8-inch screen, and the 8 Plus model has a 5.6-inch screen. The new Note is expected to sell for over $900, compared to $1,000 for the iPhone 10 and $850 for the iPhone 8 Plus. Now, what to do about the Note? Korean media has reported that Samsung may just give up on the line altogether and merge it with Galaxy phones if sales don't pick up. You know, there's this other issue. You'll recall that just 2 summers ago, it was the Note 7 that got Samsung lots of attention, but for the wrong reasons, the battery exploded in some models. Samsung had to at first recall the line, then eventually just kill it altogether while awaiting the 8. Samsung does sell more phones per unit than any other company, over 300 million yearly compared to just over 200 million for Apple's iPhone, but overall, the iPhone is the most popular phone, outselling the premium Galaxy by 10 to 1, most of Samsung's phone sales are on the low end. Based on what we're hearing, I like a bigger phone, although going from 6.3 to 6.4 inches doesn't sound like much of a stretch. It's still going to be heftier than the new top-of-the-line iPhone expected to be announced in September that analysts say will be 6.1 inches. I love the idea of expandable storage of any kind. Any iPhone user knows what a pain it is when their storage is constantly full. But before you jump up and down for this 1 terabyte of storage, I know I've never seen a 1 terabyte card. The largest one I can find on Amazon is 400 gigs, and that sells for a hefty $171. So I'm very happy with my $20 32 gig. Thank you very much. Beyond the longer-lasting battery, it does sound like Samsung has a tough sales job. If it hasn't been able to dent sales of the iPhone after all these years, I fail to see how the new Note, based on what we're hearing, can do it. I could be wrong. Let's see what the official release tells us. Your thoughts about the Samsung Note, let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show on Apple and Google Podcasts. Please favorite the show on Stitcher, which helps more people find the show. And as always, thanks everyone for listening.